Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. And today, truly excited to have my guy, Mr. Matt Hogan, on with us. A great guy doing some great things. And I'm truly grateful to have him on. And I'm excited for him to share his story and his journey with you. So first, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Chip, like I said, you've been on my calendar for a while, and I've been curious how this one was going to unfold. And here we are. Time does what it does. It keeps moving, and we made it. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and warn them because, you know, we had, you know, some off-air conversation. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm going to go ahead and warn them, man. This one's going to be hot. Hey, I just had to warn them, man. So we can. They're good now. They know.
Now that they know.
Yeah, now that they know, it's on. But what I'd like to do, man, is just give you an opportunity, just, you know, share with the audience, you know, a little bit about who you are and what it is you do.
Well, there's so much of an intertwining dynamic there, but I'll share this. What I shared with you is so much of who I am and who I've been in my life for the past near two decades since 2004, when my life really took a turn. It was a huge turning point. That point in my life, it was Thanksgiving night 2004, and I'm wrapping up high school. Didn't think I'd ever finish, and didn't honestly think I had what it took to actually go out in the world, make something of myself, and also didn't have any part of me that could accept living in my hometown where I was raised. And so life felt scarier to me than to be alive than to be dead, and I attempted to take my own life with a bullet. And it's a bullet I still carry with me to this day. And it's also the bullet that changed my life and was the springboard for what I call my journey of success. But, you know, I consider and talk through some of the external things where after that, I had to relearn to walk again. And from there, it took me into university and I poured myself into education. And I was taking my hunger with me then into corporate, where I was working for one of the top tech companies in the world. And built from the ground up a large-scale team for them, sales and support. It was a multi-million dollar program. And then when that hunger started to go elsewhere and I had felt like I had capped my potential within that corporate role, I took the leap that a lot of people, it's scary for a lot of people and it's scary for me, that leap from the golden handcuffs into business for myself and started traveling. And, you know, I've done more and more since then, and a lot of, I'll get to what my work is here in a second. The guiding thread, I can talk about all these events, but the guiding thread is this insatiable hunger that will never die in me to know what it is to truly live free and unconstrained within myself. That's what drives me every day, because when I see something that constrains me, I don't want to fight the world. I want to find the place in me that finds freedom and knowing who I am and being that every single day. And so I've been on that path for near two decades now. And now I'm at this another turning point where I've reached a deeper space of that myself. And it continues each day. But now it's, how do I start moving more of that out into my life? More and more, more and more. Because I very much am hungry like you, Chip, to take that hunger and feed it, but also feed it in a way that is in service to other people's lives. Mm-hmm. And that's so much of who I am too. And as far as what I do, my work is really helping a lot of different prominent executives and rising executives, entrepreneurs and change makers bring more of themselves into their marriages, into their businesses, into their lives. And so they can actually experience that freedom, that joy, that internal satisfaction that comes with being self-guided through their own life, rather than just falling for what everyone else tells you is the right life. And so I do that with people by helping them really come to know crystal clarity and confidence, what is the true messages that are their North Star to guide them daily?
Man, I warned them. I warned them, man. Well, you know, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
You know, for a long time, I would have told you it was my corporate career and it was my travels. But when I really start to check in with where I'm at, the things that make me most proud is that here I am in my late 30s. And for the first time in my life, I'm having a great and beautiful relationship with my father. And I'm having a great and beautiful relationship with my mother, something that was contentious all my life. And they're separate. So this has been separate paths with each of them. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing I'm most proud of is that growing relationship with my mom. Yeah. Second thing I'm most proud of is the growing relationship with my father. And the third thing I'm most proud of is that I just have an insatiable desire to feel that freedom. And I know that I will take that with me to the grave. And I will live my life through that.
And that's good. you know, you're just hearing this, and this is more heat right here. So I'm just wanting you. I'm about to give it to you. But, just hearing you say that thing about freedom and how you talked about your journey, it makes me think of discipline, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to learn discipline. And I believe that discipline allows you the freedom to be happy.
Please tell me more about that.
And what I mean by that is, you know, as I heard you talk about your journey and the things that you've had to learn, or the things that you had to implement in your life in order to take those steps, it gives you that sense of inner peace, because inner peace allows us to enter peace. Hold on, man. Wait a minute. inner peace, INNER,
yeah,
allows us to enter, ENTER, peace. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, man, it allows us to be happy. That freedom that we get from that, it allows us to be happy and be in tune and control our life.
You know what I love so much about it? Because we live in our world today, so many of us trying to really connect into what it is to live our own whole, full lives, while also being in balance with the collective of people around us. And we can get so lost in this energy of I'm being selfish or I'm being too selfless. And one of the things that we come to find, and I want to bring this back to discipline, is that the more that energy is budding inside of us, that I feel free, I feel like I'm getting a chance to really be me in a way that is current, that is integrous, the more the people around us tend to light up and open up, because they can feel and trust that we're being ourselves. We're not hidden in an agenda because we're hiding behind a mask or anything like that. We're just real. I love that language. Just be real.
Just be real, and baby.
It takes discipline to actually come to know who you are so you can be that in the world. And it has, and I'll just be very frank, there have been more times than I can count that it was like internally experienced like hell trying to discern and filter through everything and say, wait, where am I in this? Who am I really in this? Yeah. Because there's so many things like the crazy mind, the really intense emotions that can make that hard to discern. But that discipline, that devotion to self-mastery, we'll call it, can really make all the difference over time.
Mm-hmm. So true. Well, just hearing you talk about, you know, your journey, hearing you discuss the things that you're proud of, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on success. What is your definition of success?
Well, let me tell you what I believe about success first. I believe that it, as we grow through our lives, going into deeper layers of what it means to be us and what it means to know ourselves, our actions change, our perceptions of the world change. And when that evolves, so does our definition of success. And so to make it tangible, when I was, after I got out of the hospital from shooting myself, my first definition of success was to build a stable life for myself.
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to have the skills and the intellectual capacity to support myself. Because at that point, I wasn't able to do that. And so I poured myself into my version of success. I need to be able to sustain myself in this physical world. And so that was growing my knowledge, growing my skill sets, and being able to then go into corporate and get paid and you know, increase my value that I was offering so I could grow in my career. And so that was like my first definition of success. It was, what do I have that supports stability and helping me be able to support my life being here? And over time, what that started to evolve into was, as my time in corporate was coming to an end, it started to be about, I realized that I was really, really focused on the money for a while and I needed it. It was a necessary part. But then it started to become, well, I want to do work that's really meaningful for others and for myself. And so it started to evolve. My definition of success evolved into, based on the value and meaning I placed on the work that I do and the impact it had on others. And that one took me, and there's still parts of me that focus on that, but that one's taken me on an interesting journey for the last 6.5 years. And what I came to find was that I got to a place where I was putting so much significance on my external work needing to be purposeful in a certain way that it actually was constricting me from having it and experiencing it, because I was so not free within myself. Like,
yeah.
If I didn't have this work, my life couldn't be complete. If I didn't have that, I'm a failure. If I didn't have that, I'm rejecting myself. And so that's not freedom. That's not inner freedom.
No.
And so I had to really learn a hard lesson, because I was so often like, I will this work into the world, and it don't work that way. And so I had to crumble a lot of parts of my identity that thought it knew what was going on in this show. And over time, my definition of success has grown into, who am I being in each moment of the day? And does that resonate to who I know myself as a man?
Man, I got one response, or one word for that in response, and the word is boom. Man, come on. Why? Oh wait, that was four words.
Boom. You know, on one note I'll add on that too. Because it's been one of the things I've had to realize, is that transition of, who am I being in this very moment, and does it integrate with who I know myself to be, recognizing I'm still learning every day who I am, more and more.
Yes, sir.
I have had to come to realize that it's actually, the more I am that each day, the more I effortlessly bring in the things to my life that I need, the haves, the meaningful work, the nice house or the nice car. Yep. But it's born from that integrity, rather than me chasing that and then going, crap, now my things own me.
Yeah. And I think too, you know, that made me think of simplicity. That made me think of, because I'm a formula guy, man, I think that allows us to understand that less equals more when we do those things. Because like you said, you know, just focusing on those simple things, you know, and operating in integrity, you know, all the other stuff comes.
Right.
You know, but how am I operating each moment of each day? Am I giving my all to everything? Am I treating people right? Am I working hard? Am I taking care of the things that are important to me and important to the people that I love and care about? Well, if you can do those things, man, it's crazy how, like you said, man, all the other stuff just happens.
Yeah. I'm curious if you're willing to share.
Yeah.
How that lands for you personally and where that maybe shows up in your life.
Well, I'll tell you how it shows up. Us being here is a prime example of that.
Yeah.
The way we got to this is, there's a podcast booking service that sent you my way, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason that they sent you my way is because I have been referred to them. Mm-hmm. And if I haven't done things the right way or treated people right, or their people hadn't had a good experience with me, it's no way they will refer me to you. And so like everything happens like that, and so, sometimes, we get in situations to where we think, well, it's about me and, it's my thing and I can just do whatever. But really we can't be like that, because when we're doing things the right way, it's so crazy how, I mean, it'll blow you. Like I tell people this all the time. Like I'm blown away every day. I'm just completely blown away. Like, I mean, even in this conversation, man, we've had a good time. And I didn't know. I mean, you probably didn't even know either that, it was going to be like this.
No idea what it was going to be.
No idea. And so just this is a prime example of that, of how it's shown up in my life. And I'm telling you, this experience has enriched my soul, man. Like I can go on and leave this experience that we've had, and like I've learned so much, I've taken notes, I'm gonna go back and look at clips to learn, and so like it's just so many things that have come. And I'm glad you asked that question because this is a direct result of that.
So much of what you said, Chip, well, let me frame it differently. So much of how we ended up here today was you living through what you define mm-hmm. as your way of success, or even yeah. maybe a different way would be who you know yourself to be and how you want to show up in the world.
Yes.
And there is a core thread underneath that, two core threads that I want to call out and that I associate with this level, this definition of success and self-guidance. Because we can't look to the world to always tell us what to do. It doesn't mean we don't receive support from the world. At the end of the day, we're the ones got to make a decision. We're the ones that decide how to show up in every single moment. No one can do that for us.
Yeah.
And so there are two things that really stand out. One is finding that clarity within yourself to know, is this really me or is it something else? And to make that real, all of us have brains. All of us have emotions. All of us have a part of us that knows something deeper. There's a deeper wisdom to our lives. Mm-hmm. When we go to decide something or experience something, the more we can get clear on the saying, wait, that sounds like an old thinking pattern that's kind of fear-based. That's actually my ex-wife still talking to me in my head. Or that's my old boss still insulting me. That's not the real me. I'm responding out of something from the past.
Yeah.
Like that's a big piece of discernment. That's clarity. And then you go, well, what's the real me got to say? And I always talk about there's a lot of conversations about crucial conversations in the workplace. I always take my clients through their own internal crucial conversations and teach them how to have those so they can guide their lives. And so you have that clarity. You walk with that clarity. And there's something else you have. Trust. Because it takes a certain level of trust to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to keep going out each day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep leaning into this knowing of me and this knowing of what feels right for my hunger in my life.
Man, so good. Well, as we close, I'd love for you to have an opportunity to share with the audience where they can go follow you and check you out with all of the amazing things you have going on.
Yeah. If they want to check me out and see what I'm up to, they can go to matthoganworldwide.com. And there you can sign up for my newsletter if you're interested to hear more about the stuff I put out around this topic. And if you just want to email me with any questions from what I talked about, just anything that stands out, it's Matt at matthoganworldwide.com. I'm happy to answer any questions or just connect.
Well, there it is again, my man. I just want to say thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles. Truly appreciate it, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you, Chip. I appreciate your time today, man.
Yes, sir. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless.
Go get it.